Now, as the transport strike got underway across the country on Thursday, union leaders also gathered some 1,000 demonstrators in the center of Prague. Participants were protesting the right-of-center government coalition's planned reforms, which should lead to significant cuts in health care and social benefits, along with changes to the pension system. Sara Borůvka has the details.
It was not us citizens who made these deaths. These words by the leader of the Independent Unions Association ASO, Bohumír Dufek, were met with applause at Thursday's demonstration in the center of Prague that drew some 1,000 people. Union members and citizens gathered for a march through Prague on Thursday morning in protest of the government's far-reaching austerity measures and planned reforms in the health, social and pension sectors. The demonstrators started their protest outside the health ministry, then marched to the finance ministry, and from there to the seat of the government. The head of the trade union umbrella organization ČMKOS, Jan Zavadil, said further protests would follow if the government remained deaf to their demands.
We will see what Monday's negotiations with the government representatives and employers will bring, and that will determine our next steps. Yesterday's negotiations did not bring about anything positive for us, much as we anticipated. We'll see what happens today. The transport strike has been a success, and the rest is now in the hands of the politicians, whether they want further conflict or not.
Among the supporters of the trade union demonstration were also a number of students. Why are they backing the unions?
Because I think that the so-called reforms are not very good for this country, and I think that the government who is trying to propose these so-called reforms has no legitimacy to do it. This is the reason why I'm here.
I believe that decision makers and policy makers in this government can hardly imagine what people working in mining industry go through when they're aging, when they're getting old, and they can hardly imagine how a small provision in a law on pensions can impact lives of tens of thousands of these workers who have struggled on low wages throughout their whole lives and should end up with almost no pensions.
Also present at the demonstration were representatives from the ProAlt Civic Initiative, which has proposed its own alternatives to the planned government reforms. Their spokesman Pavel Chisinski had this to say.
We think the so-called reforms of the government of Petr Nečas are really destructive, and we should prevent their realization at any price.
Elsewhere in the city center, working people were not so pleased with the transport strike. For the first time in history, the Prague metro remained closed and only about a third of Prague's trams and buses were running.
I don't think it's appropriate and not in the matter it was organized and announced. And I don't think the reasons are clear and, well, even relevant enough to do it on such a big scope.
Because I think that they are paid quite well, these workers in this transportation system, and I think it isn't justified.
According to a flash poll conducted by the SANEP agency, 61% of Czechs believe that in the face of the planned reforms, demonstrations and strikes are justified. Some three-fifths even responded that if a general strike were to take place, they would support it.
Okay, Sara Borůvka there on demonstrations today in the Czech capital.